Gossip Culture.
Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of Gossip Cultures, where the gossip is exclusive
and the opinions are unhinged.
This is Gossip Cultures. I'm Lean.
And I'm Aida. And today is episode 3, Whisper of Bench. Let's dive in. Two new hot takes have entered the studio and they are ready to turn the heat up.
We got two lovely ladies today, Victoria and Elena. How are you guys doing?
Hey, girls.
Hello.
I'm fine. Honestly, I'm fine. The weather is nice today. I'm not that tired, so it's
yeah,
good.
It's not that hot, so
it's a good day.
Yeah, I'm also fine. I'm so excited because it's first time when I'm recording podcast, so it's something new for me. I'm so excited.
We love it. Talking about excitement, your birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Tell us a story, something juicy. Anything happened?
Well, I celebrate this birthday with my family. I go to sleep at 3 p.m., but at 11, I don't know why, but I decided to go to another beach.
Oh God!
And across the river, it was so scary. I don't know how to swim, just in case. And it was
same girl, same.
It was at night. Of course, this transport like on the river don't work because it's tonight. But we found one man. I think it's man, 60 years old man.
I think
alone just describes how. She was there, but not there.
Yeah, one man just stand lay, and you will be on this beach. So it was an old boat with motor. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it was scary, and we just go make this.
The sound effect.
I am in the middle of the river. It was so scary. I almost start cry because I'm 14 years old. I'm in the river. I don't know how to swim. I'm dying now.
This perfectly describes the first day of becoming an adult. Welcome to adulthood.
Exactly. So finally, everything is okay. But
We love this. But again, girl, happy birthday. Wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
Are you girls excited about today's episode?
Yes.
Of course.
Whispers of the Bench. Very rhythmic. Well, before we start, we want to get to know both of you. Elena, we know you've been on an episode before, but well, we're doing it again.
Cut. I'm trying to filter my answers. This is episode three.
I don't want to be honest.
Okay, fine. Sorry, guys.
It's fine.
All right, girls. Before we start, we want to get to know you both more. So we have a little trivia for you. Would you rather game. So yeah, I don't want to hit it off.
Yep. Would you rather have one best friend in a new city or several casual friends?
If I'm in a new city, I think several casual friends so I can like discover more places and more people than just being stuck with one person.
Same. I love it. Same.
Actually,
what about you?
Both have disadvantages and advantages, you know what I mean? Like best friend is a person who you can ask for help, something like this, but also have you know, good connections, useful connections, some acquaintances, colleagues is also good for your future.
Opportunities.
Yes, exactly.
So, I love she's thinking about everything.
Yeah. Try to have both, guys.
Yes. Gossipers listening to this one. All right, love it. Now, would you rather sit with someone new every lunch or stick with your own group, you know, with your own clique?
My own group, honestly.
Right? I mean, we do it without even noticing when you go, especially at, like, for example, school. You already have your little clique group.
Exactly, you just go to and them.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't mess with other people.
Yeah, and it's just you. And if other people want to join, they just join in.
And
I think it would be awkward to go to someone new.
And they lunch to eat something.
Like, what are you going to talk about? Like, hello?
Yeah. What did you get for food today?
Yeah.
So, what about you,
Victoria? I think it depends on my mood. I don't know. It depends. We need to know what is the person, what kind of person we talk about. if, for example, if it's a girl, of course it's easier with girls. And as I said before, make useful connections. So yes, it depends.
No, I'm so awkward for the first time. Like
but she's a new person.
I'm selectively social. So
I'm so kind of person that I love help people as much as I can.
No,
so
if they are lonely, yeah, I might go to them, you know?
Yes. But if they already have their own kind of group, I'd be like, no. My social anxiety gets the best out of me.
Would you rather hear a funny gossip about a friend or share a secret with... share a secret yourself.
Ooh, about yourself?
Yeah, about yourself.
Ooh. for the misunderstanding, would you rather hear a funny gossip story about a friend, or would you rather share a secret about your own self, a little dark secret?
Of course, funny gossip.
Yeah,
of course, overshare about myself.
Yeah. Of course.
What about you, Aida?
Yeah, I don't love to share my secret with
people.
Yeah,
like outing myself. No, unless I know, unless like you're my really close knit group.
Yeah, you know all my
secrets. Yeah, then definitely I'm telling you the dark and dirty. Now for the last one is, would you rather adapt to a new school culturally with a new people, you know, in terms of culture with different kids coming from different countries, or take your time and stay true to your old habits? As they call it, are you a quick burner? Apparently, I learned that from Love Island. Yeah, are you a slow burner or a quick burner? Meaning, like, do you confide in your people you meet easily, or do you have to kind of stick back?
No,
like,
I would stick
tap back a bit and relax.
I'm a quick burner.
Yes,
I guess.
I'm also. I have, you know, in my life, I changed 5 schools.
Wow.
Yes, and I adapt quickly. So
all these schools were in Ukraine. For our gossipers, flash news, Victoria is from Ukraine, while Ilina is from Romania and Iranian.
Okay, yeah.
What? She was born here, but she's from Iran.
Yeah, so I think that's it. Y'all coming for me early.
No, like, okay, yeah, they call it Romanian too. Okay,
Sorry. It's okay, girl.
Yeah, return to my experience. Yeah. 5 schools. Yes, it was in Ukraine. So I was born in Izmail. After I live in Odessa. After 1 year, I live in the capital of Ukraine, Kyiv. And yes, in Romania also. I was like a listener. So it also can be like change school.
I hate to change school so much.
Honestly, for me personally, when I first came here to Romania, I was shivering when I went to school. Because especially I went a week later or two weeks later. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. All these guys were meant for each other. This girl and me, I swear.
Yeah,
no, but
it was the same.
It was so scary. And I went in and this group of kids just jumped on me at the door and they were like, oh my God, you're like, you're the new girl. We heard a lot about you. They told us a lot. Like, your name is Dean.
I know what you mean. I also changed the school. I go to, in the middle, I don't know, it's a November.
Oh God.
So yeah, it was 8th grade. Can imagine these like group teenagers they have already like created.
Yeah.
So it was like, hello, I'm a new girl. And it was.
No, for me it was so awkward because like I didn't know Romanian at all. And like, for the first year, I just went to the classes and I sit there to learn, like, to hear Romanian. And it was so awkward. I remember, I think it was my English teacher. We went to the class and they said, hi, this is Aida, new girl. And everybody was staring at me.
I hate that. Well, good for me. I went to an Arabic school. So I was...
You're lucky.
Yeah, but I laughed a year afterward because I didn't like it. But yeah, it's kind of... I have to just say that it's kind of bittersweet when you leave your old school and come to a new one. It's bittersweet because you leave your old friends and the memories and the whispers of the bench behind.
Yeah,
and exactly. You, even though like it opens opportunities, as Victoria said, but it's kind of sad also, but very interesting.
I want to ask a question. With who you gossip the most? With like friends or like who is that person?
I think my best friends, like they are not even that close, the two of them, my best friends, but they are mine, so I gossip with them even if they don't get along.
What's mine is mine.
What's mine is mine.
Yeah.
They are
mine.
Yeah,
I don't share my
guys.
Friends, no. I don't want.
Yeah, especially if like you're not close because I don't know. It kind of makes them be like, oh, she's sharing this with me. It makes them think like, oh, we're close, blah, blah, blah. But you'll be like, actually, we're not, or something like this. You know,
I know. Just, so and anyways, I discuss it with them.
You get more, more comfortable talking with your best friends, and you can literally talk about anything without even being judged, you know?
Yeah, they don't judge you.
Those type of people who like are friends with everybody and like share their secrets and their experiences so fast, those people scare me. I'm sorry.
Same.
How can you be friends with best friends with like 100 people and like share your life with them?
Yeah, that's true.
A friend to all is a friend to none, girls.
Oh, I love that.
That's a Taylor Swift
lyric. Oh, hell no.
No, I do not like it.
Is it? No, yeah. I love it. As a quote, I like
it. Exactly.
Don't tell me the honor, though.
Yeah. No. I had to.
Yeah.
Copyright.
What about you, Victoria?
Well, I'm kind of this person, you know, that I'm... for me, it's hard to trust people. So I think in my life, I have never had a best friend, unfortunately, or fortunately. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. But I'm lucky. Yes, you can also say I'm lucky because I have a good relationship with my mother.
Oh, I love that.
Good.
I got goosebumps just hearing that. That's amazing.
So we gossip every day.
Oh, yes, girl.
You're lucky. And I really want to know, where do you guys gossip? The place.
The position sounds crazy. But the location, guys. The location.
Location? Well, her cabinet in the work. I think so.
Oh.
We have an employed person here.
Yeah, girl.
I gossip in coffee shops. That's my place.
I swear. I feel like coffee shop walls, they hear the most. Yeah. They know the most.
And I'm going to tell you guys a story. Once I was gossiping with my best friend and we found out the worker, they were Iranian and they hear what we said there.
Oh my god, so, the faces in the studio, everybody's like shocked.
So every time I'm going to gossip, I look around and then talk. So
you gotta hear everybody else talk, be like, you don't speak the same language as me, okay.
Let's be honest, the best gossips are like in the back of the class, in the middle of the lesson.
On a bench, correlation here.
The teacher is talking, like, your friend's like, hey, I have a gossip. She's staring at us.
Or the swiping of papers. You know, pass this paper. Yes.
What is going on here?
Yes. I love it. I mean, yeah, it hits different because we spend, I think it's 1 million minutes of our lives in school. And that is without homework, guys.
That's crazy.
So, and it's actually proven. So it becomes a part of who we are, especially as we grow up.
It's a second home.
Yeah, exactly. So most of our memories are made there. Most of our gossips are embedded in these benches. Now, Victoria, as you come from Ukraine, I would love, and so does our listeners, we would love to know how... Tell us a little bit of a story about how this transition of how you came from Ukraine to here to Romania. How did you adapt?
Well, how to say about this? Well, it was hard. Of course, it was hard because I left my house, my flat, my friends, my everything, past life. I stay in this country, and I didn't know when I return. It was so scary. It was a new country at that time. I don't know English.
It was hard to leave all those things behind, like your friend, your family.
Yes, actually, but I think it was only 1 month, maybe two is maximum. And after this, you know, I go to some courses, go to like school, like listener, and I don't have like these thoughts like I miss to my country. Yes, I miss, but at the time my thoughts in this country, in this like
you adapted.
Things. Yes, I adapted maybe quickly.
I connect to this very much too, because the same happened to me when I first came here. All my thoughts were about the best friends I left behind, the school, my home. Oh, I loved my home. It was like huge. And my
Middle Eastern homes.
Yes, Middle Eastern core kind of.
They are too huge.
Yeah.
They're just huge.
And the antique and everything is like in its place. Oh
And you know, this like hope that everything will be finished maybe 1-2 weeks and I will return.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this uncertainty of knowing? Yeah, it's been like, when will I go? Because I haven't been to Jordan for 7 years now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have cousins who don't even know me.
and it's not stop.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
But I did like the fact that even though like we have that hope and desire to go back, we still have to move on. It is what it is. And we have to exactly. live the moment and think yes. on the opportunities.
And
I really
I'm
like that.
I'm sure that in Ukraine, I don't like achieve these goals what I achieve here in Romania. Yeah.
Yeah, same. So. How is teenage life in Bucharest, guys?
Well,
most of my life I've been here, so it's like my whole life kind. And it's
yeah, my
just,
teenage life too.
My teenage life, it's great. You have a lot of places to go and hang out, and a lot of like opportunities.
Tell us, because I
the places want, I want to know,
girl.
Universitate. Yes, Cala Victoriei.
Cala Victoriei, and a lot of shows and theaters and stuff like that. And
unpopular opinion about Băneasa, maybe.
I don't like Băneasa.
Same.
It's for rich people. I'm sorry. It's for
funny.
Rich
we have a girl who works at Băneasa.
Works in Băneasa. Okay.
When I'm coming back from work, I see this all teenage. They are outside of the mall and like they are just talking. They're just waiting there. I'm like. Girls, you don't have jobs.
I can't, girl.
How do you have a job for Aida? Let's be honest here.
No, just they are just walking there, you know, gossiping, I think.
No, but also, I mean, in what I've realized, it's difficult. It could be anywhere in every country, but it's difficult as a 17-year-old to get a job, even at coffee shops, to be honest. I've been on a hunt,
it's
girl, believe
hard.
Me. Yeah, and it's difficult.
I was searching for a job for 2 years, guys. I finally found one.
Woo! Everybody clap for Aida. But yeah, it is difficult. What about, so... Malls, parks.
Mm-hmm.
Cala Victoria.
Cala Victoria.
Very true. Very relatable.
Maybe they don't have a lot of job opportunities for teenagers, but volunteering, they have a lot of those.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. In these international organizations, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. How was the school for you? Because you was born here, but you were Iranian.
Yeah. Well, I studied in Iran for like 2 grades, first grade
really?
And second. Yeah, yeah, girl. I'm
How
not
was
that
it?
Uncultured
Whoa.
Here.
I didn't know.
I studied 2 years there and then I moved here and repeated my second grade.
Oh, I know I what you that. Mean
I
when
don't
I came
know
here.
Why we all- Yes. They forced us. They're not really forced, but they think it's going to be easier. Which...
Girl, because I didn't know Romanian, I had to go to class zero. Mind you, I was 11 or 12 years old. What do you mean?
No, I wasn't in that situation. Yeah. But like, they think what it's going to be easier. Although like, kids learn really fast. So
yeah, they do.
The school, it wasn't that bad. It
so how was it? Like, you've been there in Iran to school here?
It was different, honestly, from going like to a Muslim school where kids, like girls and boys, are separated in school to one that
you had
mixed.
That too.
Yeah. I was in all girls school.
Girl, the kiosk for me in my
school.
Listen, for me the kiosk was at the boys' side, and after I finished school, I had to like cross through my
girl,
huge
boys' side.
Yes,
we have a school for girls.
Oh my god.
All girls and all boys.
No. My school was different. It was like, it was a huge school and it was split. The girls was on one side, the boys were on another.
No.
And when I wanted to buy from that teeny tiny kiosk, I had to cross
like
through the boys.
Movie.
And I feel like I'm an alien who stepped on earth and they're like, what is she doing here? Oh my god, what is she doing here? Like, why is she here? And I'm like, guys, I just want to get my chips, please.
Oh, I don't find that all right.
No,
I don't
love
that.
Yeah, same.
Different school, like,
yeah.
Coming to a mixed school was like, what?
You guys,
you guys
I was
learn
in
together?
Shock. Yeah.
Like, what is going
honestly,
on?
I saw they
together?
Were so friendly together. I was like, I thought like they are in relationship together. Sorry.
Yeah.
Seeing it through 11 and 12 year old eyes is so true. What about you, Victoria?
Oh my god, I'm so shocked. Yes. You have like difference. Actually, for me, we like the same. For me, the same because Ukraine is more closely a country rather your country, but. Yes, of course, it was difficult. First of all, it's a language barrier. First of all. And I have lucky that my classmates was really good. They want to help me. They know English. It was like amazing. Maybe more better than in my country.
Shout out to them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but teachers, sorry, I have a bad experience with teachers. But anyway.
Same. I mean, every teenager has some issue
with teachers.
Really, you're lucky, girl.
Are you okay, girl?
They were so respectful.
No, some of them, they were for
some
me too.
Some asked too many questions, though.
Yeah.
Why should I tell you how it's in my country and if it's a war?
I mean, some don't know where the limit is.
Yes, that's why this have this issue, because many people just don't cannot imagine like what is war, and it's really like it's like I'm so happy for you that you don't know about this.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I mean, I believe they come from a good side where they just want to know, you know, how you feel on everything. Yeah, they're just curious,
But there need to be a limit, you know?
Yeah, of course, with respect. Yeah. And talking about barriers, Victoria, I want to know, coming here to this country, what are the challenges and the barriers you had to either adapt or chop down and move through them to feel at home? Even in terms of culture, school, or language, making friends, you can take them in order or in any order you want.
First thing what comes to mind, it's about teenagers' life and friends. I don't know, I just don't understand. Like, for me, just my humble opinion, don't get me wrong, okay? That's my humble opinion. But I think Romanian teenagers more like American. What I mean? They don't have like one best friend. They have a lot of friends, you know? Like around the school.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, around the school. It's like more American, and they really don't understand what it means best friend, like one best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because...
And this is actually what's interesting between like teenagers. Some may think... when I say I have a best friend, it's only one.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, but here it's maybe 10 or 11. Like, I really have best friends, 11. Like, you can...
That's actually what Elena just said. Yeah. What was that quote again?
A friend to all is a friend to none.
Yes.
But like, they all know each other. Lived in the same neighborhood, and they all know each other.
School.
Oh my god,
girl! Yes. I swear, like there is the American school here. When they come to my school and they say, where were you? I was in this American school. They're like, do you know this? Yes, of course. Do you know that? Yes, of course. And I'm like,
they all know each other.
It's like so interconnected.
How it happened?
It's scary. And I'm like, who are those people? I don't know one. Yeah. But I think it's also like where you live, kind of.
The neighborhood. Yeah. They all grew up together somehow.
Bonessa.
They all know each other.
Around Bonessa.
Drumul Taberi. I'm talking about Drumul Taberi.
Girl, I don't know that part, but yeah. Any other barriers you had to put down? How was the language? Actually, I'm so curious. Is like Iranian and Romanian, I bet they're not at all the same.
They're not alike. But like, I don't think the language barrier is as much of a problem as like...
As a kid, I think you learn so fast.
You learn so fast, that's true. But like, to make them understand some jokes, you know?
They never get my jokes.
They never get the jokes.
Yeah.
Same. It's a problem.
Yeah. Saying Arabic jokes, they're like... And then like, you cannot translate it in their language, because then it'll be like,
it's not funny.
Okay. Yeah, it's not funny.
Some stuff are not problematic for us, but they're problematic for them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, some like random questions or random thoughts. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be like important or anything.
Yeah, what about you, Victoria?
Actually, I don't have
other
like,
than
this,
the jokes.
Problem with like, of course, jokes is a problem. But like in general, maybe 90% of people know English, and it's really helpful for me.
Here in Romania?
Yes.
90%? The side eye I'm giving you is absolutely insane.
Really? I have another experience. Sorry, guys.
Where I lived, actually, it's a very funny story. It was winter, and it was snow, and I was building a snowman underneath my house, and this my neighbor, who I knew it was my neighbor because I saw her living next to me, she came and she started speaking, and me and my sister looked at each other and we were like, we have no idea what you're saying. Do you know English? And she didn't know English, and we had to sign language,
the
kind
sign
of to talk, sign and be like, you build the wall, I build the head, blah blah blah, you know. And it was funny, but it was difficult to create friends not knowing
but
language.
In general, especially teenagers, they know English, like basic
teenagers.
And until 30 years old, they also know.
Any other challenges that you personally, to you, found them difficult to adapt or to...
I don't know, food.
Food?
Food, yes. For me, it's like, it's not bad, but not good. Sorry.
Sorry.
Shout out to Papanash. I love Papanash.
Yes, Papanash.
Papanash. Papanash. Papanash. Papanash. Papanash. Papanash. Papanash. Papanash.
It's good.
No?
I never try. I've been here.
You never try papanash. Oh my god!
I'm gonna take you to a papanash.
We're definitely going to Brasov by the end of this month. So follow us at Gossip Cultures on Instagram to keep up with where we go and where we gossip. And we'll definitely feed Aida papanash there because she needs to taste heaven. What about cultural point of view? How does the Romanian culture differ from your own culture where you come from back home?
Do you find any similar things or like
differences?
Actually, like as I said before, our country like the same because we're more closely, and you can think that we have like the same tradition, something like this, but it's not like this. Because first of all, first thing what comes to mind, they do everything so long.
Long? So, yes. What do you mean?
Like, not so fast. How it's...
What do you mean?
No, like, no, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay, girl. My girl had a blocker. She does not know the word in English. So hopefully,
yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Why I forget this word?
No, it's okay, girl.
It's long, very it's okay. long. Very long.
We got some help from the background. Thank you, David.
Yeah, thank you.
We got some help from the background. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just a little question to start this friendship conversation going.
Go on.
Yeah, thank you, darling. Do you believe that the friendships made in school or in our school life stay, like they stay on long term? Or do we just have them throughout the time of school and then when school finishes and, for example, you move to university, they're done. You will not have the connections anymore.
Mm. I think it depends of how good of a friend you guys are and how much you can meet up, you know? Like, if you are living two separate lives and you are busy and you can't see each other at all, of course the friendship isn't gonna be that close, you know?
I beg to differ. I have a friend. She's actually my best friend who's in another school. And we're like...
No, but like, that's for another school, you know? But if you live in another country, if you go to university in another
that's
country...
True. No, that's true.
Can I share a story? I have a Romanian best friend and she lives like far away in another country. Mm-hmm. But like, okay, I have job, like we go to uni, you know, but we still talk, we still text like, oh my God, I miss you. How are you doing? How it's there? Yeah. You know, but still we talk.
Yeah,
know?
We know life is busy, so we understand each other, but that doesn't change our friendship. I like my best friend, we're saying like, if we're going to go out this summer, we're going to rock it. I haven't seen her in 2 months.
Honestly, I get you.
So yeah, in 2 months. And when we meet each other, it's like we have so much to share. And it's like you sit 7 hours and you still...
I don't know from where to start.
Yes, I said one time when I met with her and it was after school and I really needed to go home, but we had to meet. I put bullet points of everything happened.
Yes, in my notes. Yes, you know, in my phone.
I thank God I'm not the only crazy one.
No, you're not. Yeah, I have too much to say.
Exactly, and you didn't want to forget, and it had to be in order, you know,
chronological. When it happened. Yes. And why?
Yes, no, I agree with you, guys. I agree with you. It depends on person, and for example, me, I changed 5 schools, 3 cities, and it's really hard to like.
Keep the bonds.
Keep these connections and
Our other question coming up is how we want to know how does your own personal hangouts with your friend strengthen and help strengthen your bond? What is it that you do? I'm very curious. I'm honestly kind of tired of coffee shops, not gonna lie. I need something new, man.
Honestly, me too. I'm not really a coffee shop person with my friends. We just like go eat or like go to the mall and
go to McDonald's.
McDonald's, honestly, McDonald's is the best place to gossip.
Really? Actually, yes. My sister, the side eye we're also getting from from other people in the studio is actually funny. No, but it's very true. My sister, she doesn't go out a lot usually, but when she does, I'm like, where are you going? Orașel, which is the park.
Yeah, it's the nearest to
the
us,
park.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's always there, you know. So and McDonald's, the one near it, because I know there is one near it. So it's always there.
I know.
Yeah.
It's good. If you're in a neighborhood that's not close to the people you want to gossip about, you know?
Yes!
So nobody's near to hear you.
Yeah. Thank God I'm far away from Bonassa. Coffee shop. So that's it. Coffee shops.
Yeah.
What about the club?
What about the club? Once.
Yeah.
The club? It was fun. I loved it.
Can't wait for my 18th birthday, y'all. What about you, Victoria?
Yes, go to McDonald's. Maybe I can be ambassador of McDonald's. Yes. And park. I don't know what else. Yes.
How did adapting to a new city make you feel? How I want to get a deep down. I want to know your true emotions of how it felt. Like, use metaphors, anomalies, anything you want.
Lyrics.
lyrics. Please, not Taylor Swift. What? How did it feel?
I think the biggest problem is like the identity issue you have and the family, like, because you're away from your family and from your initial culture and you can't really identify with them and connect with them as like better, as much as you would like, because you don't live there anymore. So you can't really have that connection, you know? So you have that identity issues because you don't belong to a country and you don't belong to the other either.
Yes, it's like you don't belong to your hometown and you don't belong in this one, and you're just kind of in the middle.
Stuck.
Yeah, you're like the trunk of the tree.
Yeah, and especially if you're like, if you lived here for a long time, they ask you like, what country do you consider you're from? Like,
I honestly, same.
Like, I'm sorry, but my first thought is like saying I'm from Romania. I actually talked with my teacher about this, and she was like, she agreed with me because I've lived here for like my whole life.
Were born here, so.
Exactly.
Honestly,
and if I lived there for like 5 years, let's say, out of my 18th, I can say I'm Iranian. I identify myself
as it.
That's
true. So for me, honestly, when people ask me that, I'll be like, I'm both Romanian and Jordanian. So I'm a child of both cultures, literally. Exactly. So I go off with both. What about you, Victoria?
Yes. Well, first, like, sentence in my mind, I felt I'm a new person and I can be like my past version, you know? When
very true.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And when I start like become new person, time began like to go madly, you know? And I can't like just control this. Like, for example, for me, today is August. Yesterday was a Happy New Year.
Yes.
It's so fast.
Yeah, we're almost done with this year. Can you imagine? It's actually,
oh my God.
Honestly, because my birthday is in January and you can't wait for your birthday.
Yeah.
You know? So my birthday being the first month of the year, it's like, why is it coming so fast?
Yeah.
I don't know when the year is changing.
Yeah, it's the summer, August 2025.
So technically it's Halloween, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, guys.
Honestly. Yeah.
So the year is done.
Did you guys accept?
Cut.
Sorry. It's fine.
No, I said it correctly. I thought that was okay.
Did you guys accept to form such a strong connection growing up here?
With who?
That's so true. No, like with your friends, the people you met throughout the way of living here.
Yeah, because like, okay, maybe not those from like my first year of school, but like when I grew up a little, I still keep in touch with them and we talk every day and all. So I kind of expected it to happen because I'm a really sociable person.
Social person.
For me, no. I would say no.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it was wild for me as a kid, like, to know another person and like from another country and to talk to them, to be friend. But now, yeah, I got used to it, you know, like now I would say, yeah, but as a kid, I would say no.
Yeah, same.
It depends on the person, I think.
What about
Victoria?
You?
Yes, I expected that I will have like connections with teenagers, but for today, I don't have like this like connections. Yes, of course, I have like acquaintances, but it's not like, you know what I mean. Yeah, I have connections about my jobs. You know, I have two jobs in my past. I don't know, and I'm currently of work on the tennis project. So I have some connections with Romanian people, yeah.
I love that. My second question is, and I'm asking this because I also felt that way sometimes. The question is, did you ever feel like giving up, and what kept you going? I'm asking this because as a kid, and I'm kind of speaking, now we kind of have to go back to our little selves when we first came here, because now we're grown, mature, so we understand. But when you first came here and this scaredness of the unknown, as you, Victoria, pointed it out, did you ever feel like it was just too much and you wanted to just give up? And if you did, what made you keep going? Because definitely you're here, so what kept you, what pushed you going?
Well, actually, I don't have like this feeling to give up, but I felt bad.
Yeah, it's okay.
I felt bad in school, like a listener, because it was really hard, like language barrier, problems teachers, I don't know English, next year I will enroll to university, I don't know what my specialty, and it's so like in one time in my head, in my mind,
it's all at once, it's too much.
Yes, but I don't know, I have like this inside power, I don't know how to say.
Ooh, girl power, love
and
it.
I just like stand up and say, you manage it, you got it. And
you got
yes,
it, girl.
Yes, I got
I
it.
I love this.
What about you?
Honestly, I agree with her because you just can't give up, you know? You can't do anything about it. You just have to like move on. And yeah, the hardest thing when you're little is the language barrier and learning other languages, because here in Romania, they teach you English or in French and, or
as
German.
As I said before, like we become a new person,
exactly.
New people, and like thinking like also new, like everything is okay, like positive thinking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What about you, Lynn?
Oh, for me, again, it's when I first came here, it was very scary, even though like it was too...
You teach me English, Lynn.
Yeah,
honestly.
I know. Our friendship was amazing. Yeah.
Oh my God.
We helped each other grow. It's because we used to do art together. So,
That's
so nice. But yeah, when I first came here, it was really scary, even though it was like for a new life, opportunities for a better schooling system, education. Mm-hmm. It was very sad that I left my friends, honestly, because I spent all my time with them. But and scary, because again, when I went to that school, everybody just jumped in front of me and they
weren't
started
they
talking.
Were they little if you were like 11 and they were in...
Yeah, but
yes, everybody looks at you like you Mona Lisa, you know?
Yeah, like wow, and I'm like, guys, I'm stressed, you know. But I'm giving up is a very strong word, but definitely felt sometimes demotivated to kind of go on. It's either because I am misunderstood, maybe because of my culture, my background, or because I honestly here I'm not really surrounded by many Arab friends, only like Middle Eastern, like from Iran, you guys, but from other like from Jordan, I don't really have a Jordanian friend here. But yeah, I just felt it was difficult, but what kept me pushing was like, I made it this far, so I might as well keep going.
I'm
gonna keep going.
You can't really stop.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the hardest thing about forming new friendship in a foreign city?
I think... like, not. It's not really in a new city. I think it's in general.
In general,
forming new friendship, honestly, it's really hard because you have to, like, know who to trust and you can't in the beginning, and you're just like, is it gonna be the right person? Is it gonna be like good for me? Having
exactly.
Good influence and all. But you just have to like go with your gut and just try yourself and try, because you don't know what's gonna
know,
be. And you can't like live with what ifs and all.
Exactly. I hate what ifs, to be
honestly.
Honest. Especially as an overthinker. It's like, what if
oh my God, yes.
It's endless and it drowns you.
End.
Yeah, and it makes you stuck in time practically. So you have to take the risk and just do it. And that's how you learn.
Yeah,
you learn the hard way,
unfortunately.
Sure.
I like the sentences.
All right, lovelies. We are gonna play a little mini game of red and green friendship flags.
Oh.
So we're gonna ask you, like, we want you to tell us what are the green flags in qualities like you love in friends, you look for in friends,
and red flags for habits they avoid, like you guys avoid in friendship.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want us to start now?
Yeah. No, girl, tomorrow.
Okay, so green flags, I think they have to be honest. And even if you don't like it, they have to be honest. And they have to like match your energy and not be like...
They match the
I swear,
so
no.
Like, you're being cringe and all.
Cringe with me then.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, no.
Let me be cringe on my own.
Exactly. Especially through texts. I'm sorry, but when I text in caps locks, that means I'm excited or something.
Exactly.
And
I
when they text in lowercase, I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
It's
no,
like, yeah.
I'm a bad texter. I'm sorry. I like text with and okay.
And okay. Yeah, I know you text with okay.
Yeah. People
everything.
Hate
okay.
That. People,
I do,
stop,
girl.
People hate that from me. I'm like, yeah.
No,
uh-huh.
At least add the A at the end of the O and K.
You're lucky I don't text just the K. Oh. I used to
honestly,
do that.
I would block you.
I used to do that.
No, I would totally block you.
That's my red flag.
Unless if you want me to text you, are you mad at me? Did I do something?
Then, so often,
yes, because it's that case.
No, but
like,
it's my fault. I know it's my fault.
No, girl, it's okay. A lot of people do that, actually.
I know.
It's that extra minute you have to type the O and send it. Yeah.
And as red flags, I think it would be like liars and those who are not loyal to you and like go talk behind your back, you know.
Exactly. And judgy. They judge you.
Yeah, but like, if they judge others, okay. Don't judge me.
You can judge others, but
yeah,
not me.
Not me. Yes. About red flag,
she started with the bad stuff. I like that.
Yes. Just example, like, of course, every friendship have a problem, and when you try to sort out this problem, just for example in the message, and you just like write so big sentences, and this kind of friend just like you ask, you offended me, and she like write not and this dot. You know what I mean?
No, I don't like these dots. Actually, no, I use dots when I'm sad. But I use three dots.
Yes,
dot, dot, dot.
When we together try sort out this and you just put this like dot.
Yeah.
And it's so like annoying me. Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
and the good stuff?
Yes, of course, good stuff. Well, for me, it's very important that my friend have the same views on this life, like the same things.
Same interests.
The same interests. It's very important.
Actually, that's another question. Follow up. Do you believe in making friendships with people who are polar opposites of you, but you have a good connection somehow?
Yeah, it's kind of us, if you think about it. Like
we our group. Oh, yeah, gossip culture. It's us.
Interests and all. We all have like our niche things and our niche obsessions. But we don't hate on each other.
Listen,
I'm not judging.
Yeah, we listen and we don't judge. Yeah. Yes.
What about you? Tell us your green and red flags.
Me? Well, my green flags are, I want them to have to be their true self, honestly. Mm-hmm. Their authentic 100% self. And to be honest, I always want people to be honest with me, even though I will not like it. Like, if I... And really, I really hate this when I wear something, because I ask my friends a lot about my outfits and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And they say, oh, you look amazing,
but
girl.
But they're lying.
Why are you friends then?
To ask for your opinion.
Because if I would be, like, a true friend, I'd be like, girl, it's not your best, so you can change
you
it. I'll sugarcoat it, because I'm nice. But you know what I mean? It's this type of authenticity that goes between us. And of course, loyalty and trust, and just for them to also have the same interests as me, in some occasions. And the vibe, always the vibe for me. If you vibe with me, I vibe with you. I love it. For the bad stuff, I mean, it's kind of basic. It's everybody who wants to avoid, which is like lying, manipulation, because it happens a lot in friendships.
Sorry,
especially.
I just remember one experience I won't share. This, like, it was in eighth grade, and one my like best friend at the time, she said to me like, "You look good with pimples." You know?
That is absolutely insane.
That was a lie.
Why you like so for you it's so problem? We look good with pimples. Like, don't worry about this. And I said, oh really?
It could be taken in two ways.
If like she or her said like it's good, it's not so bad to have acne, you can treat it, but not like you look good with acne.
That's
crazy.
Can you imagine these people who look good with pimples?
Yeah, no. I wouldn't know. Gossipers, though, we would love to know your answers about the red and green flags in friendships that you look for. So make sure to drop your answers on our Insta at Gossip Cultures. Now, coming to the end of our little tiny segment, we would love to hear from you both an advice for our listeners, for teenagers, obviously, who are trying to adapt to a new culture, new friends, bring down borders and just feel at home, or at least homey in a place where they feel or think that they don't belong.
Yeah. So be authentic and
don't lie, like don't create another personality. Be yourself so people can love you the way you are and accept you. And at the same time, accept others, because that's how you like find friendships and all. And be careful, honestly, with the friendships. So you know who to trust.
Be careful is in bold.
Yup, be careful in bold.
Yes, I would recommend that develop yourself. It's very important, especially in foreign country. Yes, develop like language, I don't know, and other skills.
Have a personality.
Yes, of your own.
Really,
honestly, that's a discussion for later, girl. With never endless.
For today, in this world, it's really value knowledges. It's really value skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So don't forget about these guys. And if you think you like can without it, because I have in my past in Ukraine, I thought that, oh, for what I need to learn English? For what? I can without this. I can like only with my Ukrainian language. But.
This is your sign, girls. Take over, please. No, but thank you so much for sharing the very valuable words that I also myself will be taking home with me today. Aida?
Thank you guys for enjoying us and see you guys next time.
For
the end we have something.
Follow Gossip Culture and stuff like
that. Yeah, no, I will say that, but you say the thank you for coming today.
No, but you said it. You said thank you. That's why I was like, girl, that's what I want.
Sorry. So you can say...
Thank you guys for joining us. Oh, you told them.
Yes. You say, okay, listeners, we will see you next time on...
Next episode.
I say, see you next time on Radio Guerrilla.
Wait, see, but we don't see them.
Just say, see you next time.
Okay.
Thank you guys. I said thank you guys for coming and see you guys next time.
Yeah, I said thank you for the words, not for coming.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Thank you guys for coming and see you guys here.
Like, don't say coming. Thank you guys for coming.
No, but just say I met you guys.
I know.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, hot takes, for coming in or something. Just say
no,
something
wait, I will forget.
Do you want me to say it?
No, wait, I will say it. Sorry, guys.
No, girl, it's okay.
No, it's not this one.
Oh my God. Sorry, Steve.
Okay, go. Our gossipers, if you like...
Our gossipers don't like...
Okay, go.
You can do it, girl. 3, 2, 1.
Our gossipers, if you love today's session, please give us a follow on our IG at Gossip Cultures. Stay tuned for more gossip on Radio Guerrilla.
No. See. We're not doing this on there.
No.
We'll do it again.
It's okay. Okay. Well, I'll see. It's just say stay tuned for more gossip and I'll say see you next time. Just stay tuned for more gossip.
Okay. Our gossipers, if you love today's session, please give... But why are you guys laughing? Without this one, but they need to give us...
Aida, you already said this!
He can...
You already said this! He can cut it and you just need to...
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, Steve!
Stay tuned for more gossips.
See you next time. Kisses!
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye, see you!